You are listening to a digitally remastered class of HaRav Yochanan Zweig, Rosh HaYeshiva of the Talmudic University of Florida. This class is from the Robert L. and Rhoda Lipton Foundation Audio Library. For more information, please call 305-534-7050 or 1-888-TALMUDIC. That's 1-888-TALMUDIC. Or you can visit our website at www.talmudicu.edu.
We all need a chizuk in this. Unbelievable balaturm. V'yato hafkeres halavim al mishkan ha'edus v'alkol kelu v'alkol asher lo hemo yisu es ha'mishkan v'alkol kelu v'em yisher su v'sovil ha'mishkan yachem. Appoint the levim and put them in charge of the mishkan. Different jobs of the mishkan and all its vessels. Comes along the Baal Turim and says like this. Hafkeit shnayim b'mesorah. The word hafkeit only appears twice in the Kisvei HaKodesh. Hafkeit esalavim. V'idav hafkeit alav rasha. You should appoint somebody on top of a rasha. You should appoint a rasha on top of him. So the word hafkeit is appoint levim and appoint rishoyim. What's the message? Hu she'amru. This is explained what Chazal say. Ein odom nasa shoter milmala elin kei nasa rosha milmala. Nobody becomes an official here unless he's considered a rosha upstairs. V'zeh hafkei desalvim. Shenenshu that they are punished. Excuse me. Shenasu shoitrim hafkei alav rosha. They were put in charge of the Mishkan because they were rishon. It's literally, I mean, it's unbelievable. Levi! This is the holiest of first of all, what's the message? The general rule is, by the way, Ha'oli Gedula gets all his sins forgiven. And now you're telling me nobody becomes in charge unless he's a Rasha. Yeah. And Levi, the Rishoyim, they're the Tzadikim Gemurim of Klal Yisrael. These are the ones Shaloichatu Be'egel. These are our Mamash Tzadikim, the Rambam says, Le'ovdu Shevet Levi Avodah Zorah. They never did Avodah Zorah. When nobody else did Bris Milah because it was dangerous, Levi'im did this. And now, you know why the Levi'im were put in charge? Hafke, because they were Rishoyim. It's unbelievable. Let's say I think a very, very fascinating to hear. I have a lot of Rias and Chazal and Kivegers Akashas. Well, let's leave it. I just say one Bekitzer, Nimritz Machshava. I don't know if this was part of Paro's unbelievable genius or it just so happened to be that the way the Hashgacha worked it out. We have a sin called the Chet of Ha'ego. It brought us to the brink of total destruction, the Chet Ha'ego. One man gets up by the name of Chur and tries to stop it. He wasn't successful and he gets killed. I have to believe that he wasn't totally irrational, he was just getting up to commit suicide. Duchzach, he thought he's a powerful speaker, he's Miriam's son, he's Aaron's nephew, he's Moshe's nephew. Ken Zion that I'll be able to have, I mean, Moshe's not here and Aaron is being pressured, maybe I can deliver a message, right? There has to be a thought that he thought he was capable of doing, otherwise he might as well jump off the roof, right? Just to get up and do nothing. In fact, it's even more than that. It's what he wants to, if he's sure they're going to kill him, he's only going to do is, you know, if he's sure they're going to kill him, he's put there in Tochach, and not only that, he's contributing to them being bigger sinners. Chazal tells that Aaron decided not to protest also after Chur, because this way they only killed the Novi. This way they'd kill the Kayan and the Novi, they would never have Kapara. So the Gemara says. So it can't be he was getting up knowing he's going to be killed. So what? Not only are they doing the Egel, they're killing the Novi also. So he thought there was some chance. Okay. He was wrong. But he thought there was a possibility. What about if all the Levim would have joined him? There's thousands of Levim. 3,000 Levim, 7,000 Levim over the age of... They would all join. They never did Avodah Zorah. Instead of Levim being passive there, let's say they would have been active. It would have been Chur with 7,000 people surrounding him. There wasn't a lot of people themselves who did the Ego. The Mezidim, 3,000 died. We don't know all the other numbers, but most of the people just didn't do anything. If there would have been 7 or 3,000 Levim, vociferous, we can't do this, they would have been supporting Chur. You'd think there would have been a Chedegel. It's not likely. He couldn't be that wrong, Chur. If Chur were three, I mean, Levim were also the Chashuvim, right? All the Levim, they were also, this was our enormous holy caste. There's a very good chance it could have been successful. Levim. I mean, remember, even though Levim didn't do the Cherego, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill everybody, that include Levi? The Escha Oscha Legoi Gadol. Only Moshe would have remained. That means that all the Levim would have been, they didn't do the Cherego. They never did Avodah Zarah. And they were, Teretz is, why are they being destroyed? Because had they really banded together and been as vociferous and vocal as Chur, they could have made a difference. Why Taka didn't they? Why couldn't they make that difference? So, I don't know. I don't want to start saying they weren't vociferous and they weren't strong. But I'll tell you what one possibility is. They didn't work in Egypt. They didn't work in Egypt. I say, I don't know if this was part of Paro's brilliance or not. But they weren't not from the Chevre. They were outside of the Chevre. Someone who's outside of a Chevre never has the same hashpo as somebody that's in the Chevre. Let me give you an idea. You know, Balabatim, they want to make a shir. The rabbi gets up and talks Shabbos, you have to have a shir. Talmud Teirik, and the Rashiva gets up and gets schmoozing, you got to give a shir. Yeah, what's a rabbi, what's we're paying for? He should give a religious message, or shir, they got to give religious messages. Sometimes it goes in heads, sometimes it doesn't. What about if a couple of Balabatim themselves start learning? Who's a bigger hashbah to get Balabat to learn? A shmooze from the rabbi or 10 Balabatim start learning? Anything that's done within a group always creates, because, hey, he's just like me. He also goes to work. He's a doctor, he's a lawyer. He goes. He has time to come and learn. You know, I probably have time too. The greatest influence in any group dynamics are people that are within the group. When they start doing it, that already has a story. That's what they call in English a grassroots. Anything from outside, it's not grassroots. This is grassroots, and they start. Levi was a Meshunadika Shevet. By Paro not making them work, they became the rabbinical class. That's not part of the Chevre. Had Levi been working in Mitzrayim, and there would have been 3,000 Levim screaming, we're not doing Avodah Zarah, the Erevav are crazy, the Rishayim, we're not allowed to do this. Not a Shaila that anybody would have done. Chur himself could have been right, could have stopped him. Chur with 3,000 other working people that are part of the Chevra, would never happen. So there's some rabbis, the rabbis didn't like the idea, they didn't work in Egypt, whatever it is, they're the rabbis. Of course they're going to give the religious message. I say, I don't know if it was Paro's brilliance to take the strongest shevet and make them not work and let them off the hook and therefore diminish their influence. You understand the unbelievable, it's a tremendous diminishing of influence or not. But at the end of the day, they did not have the influence. I'm just giving a hatsah that it's possible they didn't have that influence because this is they're professional Jews. They're professional, they're the rabbis, they're the clergy. Clergy doesn't have the influence. Torah is telling us there's Taken Oynish here for Levi. Levi got it because they Taka should have had the influence. Even then, they're still from the group, this, they could have maybe still done it. Anytime HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts somebody on top of you, when he could have worked from not being on top of you, he did something wrong. Because he was a bigger, I've been sitting at board meetings. It's an unbelievable thing. I was actually once in the charter of a school, the rabbinical authority. I think it's still in the school that I'm the rabbinical authority. I could pontificate whatever I want. The board did what they wanted. Yeah, this is, yeah, you should do this for chinuch. We got no money, Rabbi. And then the school decided because they got no money. This means nothing. I've been at meetings that board of directors, 19 board of directors, this is terrible, we're going to do this, we're not going to do this. And one guy at the end from the board was able speak for 10 minutes and turned everybody around. 20 rabbis screaming wouldn't have turned them around. A board member can articulate and say the position, he's one of them, was able to do it. when a person is has to be put on top of people, that means he failed from doing hashpo within. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you have to, because you know, on top means to a very real extent you lose a certain amount of hashpo on top. It means it's the second best. When you're on top and given orders, it helps a little bit. I mean, you can do something. I mean, there's a certain amount of derech eretz, but if you had the opportunity to do it before from within the group and you don't do it from within the group, then it must be that it's a punishment, because it's so much more effective to do it within the group. But you're sitting in the group, you didn't do anything. You know what? Hashem's going to, and you know you should, I'm going to put you in a position you have to. That's your official position now. That's the pshat over here. The pshat in Levim is they didn't do the hashpo from within the group, so they now became the official clergy. They're the official clergy of Klal Yisrael. That has standing. I don't say Levi doesn't have any standing. It has a standing. It'll have an effect. But it's not as good as had they been able to do it within the chevra. It's good. It's a much more powerful message. It's a much more successful message. Much more effective message. That's the message. That's why I say pshat. What did I want from this? This is, I want everybody to understand. I've said it to a few bochum this week, and I know we need to chazer any time. Coming to Minyan, you got to come to Minyan, you got to come to Siddurim on time. Yeah, the rabbi says, you know, it's yeshiva, it's frumkeit, Mashgiach says, there's nothing as important as a bacher coming to be an example to each other. It's 20 times more effective when you walk into the Beis Medrash, because the chevra is going to learn. If people need the message from the Mashgiach or the Rosh Yeshiva, okay, you know, I don't say there's no derech, but it's nowhere near as good as the message that we can deliver, the Bachum deliver to each other. You want to get guys to learn Ben Astarm? I'll give a shmooze. A couple guys make up, we're learning Ben Astarm. You say, listen, he sleeps. I don't need to sleep more than him. I'm wasting time. I want to go learn. We all have an achrayus as being. This is what I keep on telling. Half the things I tell you, it's not because you owe the yeshiva. You owe it to your chaver. You owe this to your chaver. You owe it to the chaverim to move them. That's what your responsibility. Of course, if everybody has that attitude, so the things that I'm good in, I'm talking now as a bocher, the things I'm good in, that'll affect others. The things they're better than me and they're doing will affect me. The ikker dynamics of growth in a moisad is not that there's a shiv or a mashgiach screaming, do this. I don't say it's totally worthless. I mean, I got to justify my salary. It's not totally worthless. Or put it like, I'm more usually happy that doesn't have the opposite effect. That's already, you know, shtickle off to. The real koyach in any moisad of Torah, in any chevra, the koyach is the people in the chevra. That's the real koyach. It's a huge mistake. Bochum, they dress a certain way, and there's certain things that are said that maybe are inappropriate on the ball field, and the guys scream at them. And it doesn't happen anymore. If they see a Zrizis coming to Minyan, then that motivates others. They see a serious talk and learning in the Beis Medrash, that motivates others. We, as Bachrim, have the most effect on each other, and we have an achrayus. When I forget about, it's not talking about what you owe the yeshiva, this is what you owe your chaverim. Because you can affect the chaverim more than all the shmuzin can affect the chaverim. Shmooze and give. A person who's already been affected to understand better what he's doing and maybe grow some more, but the real dynamics of hasmoda, of davening with enthusiasm, of taking my time seriously, my avodas Hashem is from each other. That's the real pshat. And every person has an achrayas to each other. And I gave this message two or three times in this Nishkeheret this week. That's why I decided that I wanted to give it again. I gave it privately. I'm not mourning the yeshiva. I'm mourning what you owe your chaver, what you owe your chaver. And of course what they owe you too. Everybody has some koichas that they are outstanding in. Everybody. If you do that, people learn from you. It takes 50 shmuzim for what a bocher can do in an hour. You set an example, because everybody identifies with you. You had a rabbi, he went to yeshiva 50 years ago, which is true. He's probably 50 years behind the time. He doesn't really identify with who I am now at this stage in his life. You know, That's all true. It's all true. Hope to give relevant messages and hopefully people learn from them. The real relevant message is people that are just like me doing better than me. That is the real relevant message in life. People like me, the amount of money they gifted stuck is the amount of money I'm going to give. I don't care how much people give schmoozing on. The amount of time people are going to learn is not how many the Magidim or the Rabbanim are screaming. They got to learn. How much, how smarter you're going to have, it has to do. We, you know, the Rabbanim give over what the Torah says, but the practical implementation is we learn from each other. The strongest influence is each other, and that's my mechuyev to do that. That's what, and when you're balabatim, the same thing. Oh, the rabbi doesn't. You go and make a shir. The guy will come to your house for a shir. He'll make a chavrusa with you. Oh, you're a chavrusa? Somebody else? Hey, you do that? Yeah. Maybe I'll. You know what? Maybe we should go to the shul. Now we got two chavrusas, so we're mechazik each other. That's the way things happen. The way things happen is people identify with people that are like them. When people that are like them do things, now usually, unfortunately, most people do identify with the guys like. He's driving a Lexus. I need a Lexus. He has a 5,000 square foot house. I need a 5,000. He has a house that's exactly what I need because that's what we're into. And then the time is, why didn't the Rabbanim tell him not to spend so much money on weddings? If you're a mensch yourself and you spend $25,000 instead of $125,000 on a wedding, you got a few families. That's what it's going to happen. That's what's exactly what's going to happen. We have to create standards for each other. Being on top is a chesaron. The most effective way of hashbah is being within the group. And someone that's within the group and is elevated outside the group, and now he has to just give messages instead of being an example that people can identify, it's an oinishma. Hafkeit Allah, Russia. Even Shevet, God forbid, I wouldn't say it on Shevet Levi. The Bala Turim says it. I'm just giving a shtickle insight in him. Hafkeit Allah of Russia was that Levi did not deliver the message as part of the group. I understand it was hard for them because they weren't mamish the group. We work, you know, it's a little bit like in Eretz Yisrael. You don't go to the army. What kind of message? You don't go to the army. What kind of message do you have for me? It's still a possibility if you talk to give them the feeling. It's not that we don't go to the army. We're really involved. This is what we're doing for the army. There's a way to try and deliver that message even if you're not, but if you're mamish part of the group, that's your chiv. Now all of a sudden you have to become a clergy and those on top. That is the beginning, meaning that you didn't do what you're supposed to. Just a reminder, we're getting near Shavuos. Everybody wants to reach new heights. Okay, and maybe you have to give more practical messages and more schmoozing, but I'm telling you that there's nobody in the yeshiva that can't be a better mashgiach and more inspiration than me. Anybody will understand that whatever they do, and they know what's right, I'll try and tell people what's right, but the one that'll carry out, make it effective, that people will listen, is because I'm doing it. I mean, a bacher is doing it. That will reverberate through the olam. Chas v'shalom, we don't have that, then it's not. And that's our chiyuv. My chiyuv is to my community, to my chevra, to my chabur, to my yeshiva. We have a chiyuv to each other. That's what I wanted to say. And I think it's a very, very important thing. I'd like everybody to think about this. When I go over to a bacher and I'm telling him what to do, I'm not telling him only for his sake. You owe that to your chaver. If you come over here, and before you come in, it's 15 minutes late, and the first thing is you've got to have a cup of coffee, and you have his talk downstairs. Oh, talk about the Hashivas, it's 48 minutes, every 48 words of Talmud. It means nothing. You come run up there, that's going to move the... You'll get your Chavrusa there stung. You don't want you sitting there, right? Then we learn from each other. The greatest influence is... Harbe lamati me rabbeisei, me chaver ayoisei mehem. The Gemara says that. Harbe lamate me rabbeisei, me chaver ayoisei. We learn more from our friends, more than from our teachers. The Chazal say that. That means we have a responsibility to be chaver, good, to be good, a chaver tov to everybody. Good Shabbos.